I'm turning attention to something totally different. The West End House School of Art has been established a number of years ago here in Killarney, and they have a new creative director, Susan Goodwillie. She's with me in studio. Also with me in studio is the founder of the school, and that is Michael Fassbender. Needs no introduction to people of Kerry, of course. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for taking the time to come in and talk to us about this. Michael, I'm going to start with you. Look, I know this is probably a very painful thing for you, the loss of Donal Courtney a number of years ago, your vision to come together and found this and to set it up. So can you just tell me a bit about where things are at now with the school and what your hopes are from here?
Well, you know, I'm glad you sort of brought it up. You know, Donal Courtney was, you know, started everything for me. You know, that was sort of, you know, he introduced me to this idea of sort of acting when I was 17. And then when lockdown happened, we sort of, you know, we'd always kept in touch, but I always had this idea that maybe, you know, my parents used to have the restaurant, West End House, they ran it for 18 years, but I had this idea that, you know, that it could be a school for the arts. And then, you know, Donny and I started speaking over lockdown, and I said, what do you think about the idea? And he was like, it's great. And then we you know, he was then willing to come on board as creative director. And, you know, it was something that he always sort of made a joke, you know, I don't know, we always sort of like bonded over Kevin Costner for some reason, I don't know why. But, you know, he was like, if you build it, they will come, you know, and that was the idea. And,
yeah.
And where it is at the moment is it's in a great place. You know, last night we were doing a screen acting class. And you can just see, you know, the age group, it's right across the demographic, you know, and there is a thirst and a hunger for a facility, a place where people can express themselves creatively. And that was the idea, to have a place in Killarney. And actually, the original idea was to have a place for the young people of Killarney, you know, from all the three schools, you know, which are walking distance from West End House. That, you know, that you'd have an outlet somewhere that you could go to meet, you know, your peers if you weren't necessarily into sport, you know, that there would be an outlet for that.
Yeah.
And really just for well-being. It wasn't like we were trying to, you know, cultivate the next generation of actors per se. It was just a place where
you're not trying to find the next Michael Fassbender the same way as a sporting club. You want to find the next David Clifford. you just want to, I mean, an outlet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the idea. A place, you know, I remember when, you know, years ago when I did a play of Reservoir Dogs with my friends and we put it on in Revel's nightclub. I was 18 at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the actors in that, you know, he was quite a shy character, but then when he was on stage, you know, I could just see he blossomed.
Just transformed.
Just totally transformed. And I thought, wow, what if he had that, you know, from right at the beginning in first year all the way through. So that's really where the idea was born, you know, to give, you know, young people confidence, allow them to, you know, come to a place where you can sort of, you know, express yourself creatively. Mm. And that's really, we've just been building on that ethos from you know, the day when we opened the doors in 2021, and just continue building on that, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, why we're here today is to let, you know, the rest of Kerry know that we're there, you know. And like I say, last night we had a screen acting class, and, you know, the age range is incredible. You know, you go from young teens all the way up to people in their 60s, you know, and it's just so beneficial, I think, and, you know, where people sort of, you know, go out there and try things and fail and come back and experiment, and just the camaraderie of the group as well is really special to see.
Yeah. Susan, tell me a bit about yourself. You're from New Hampshire in the United States.
Yeah, I'm from New Hampshire. I studied acting. I lived in New York for a long time and have been here in Ireland for about 5 years. And my career has kind of spanned all sorts of...
You were in Broadway, you've done TV, you've done all sorts of community work and other work like that with companies and all sorts of things. So you've got a broad vision of what would go into this sort of work, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, you know, I've worked in other areas besides theater and the arts, but I have found that my education as an actor has always been the... kind of my the the strength and the skills that I learned in acting school is what I've brought to every job I've ever had. Mm. No matter what I have been doing, I have kind of fallen back on my acting education. So this is my first time kind of I've taught before, but I've never kind of worked in a school, but I'm so excited to be a part of it because I really see the value in this kind of training and these kinds of classes, no matter what your end goal is, whether yeah. you're just there to kind of connect with people and make friends and build confidence, or if you want to try out, a more professional life in the arts, this kind of training, these kinds of classes are good for all of that.
And do you think that Kerry, Ireland is a good place for that? With our concentration on literature, arts, music, I know the government have put a support scheme in place now for artists, a basic minimum income to support them so they can stay in the arts. Is that a good example, you think, of where we're going?
I mean, I very much think so. To be honest, part of the reason that my husband and I moved to Kerry is because of the culture of drama and storytelling and playwriting from a community, from an amateur level. I found, this is not the case for everyone, but I found living in New York and being an actor to be really disempowering and really took me far away from what I had originally loved about being in plays, which is being with your friends, having fun. Being in Kerry, where, as you're saying, everyone, no matter you're a farmer or a teacher or a GAA player, you know, no matter who you are, you could still do the play and have a great time. And I think that is really beautiful, and really, I think that's kind of what, where a love of acting should start and should come from. So I think Kerry has that kind of built into it. So I feel very lucky to be here particularly.
I think Irish people have that, you know, if you just see the size of the country, the population and the output, you know, from the musicians that we have, the poets, you know, the playwrights, Susan was saying, you know, there's a real gift for the arts. And the idea was to have a place, you know, here in Killarney, which belongs to the people of Killarney.
Yeah.
Whatever they'll put into it, they get out of it. And it is just having access to a place to really sort of exercise those muscles. And like Susan said, for sure, there's, you know, going to be students that come through and think, okay, I'd like to make a career of this. And by the way, it doesn't have to be just the acting side of it. You know, the idea that there's a whole industry in there.
There's production, doing sound design, backstage,
the art department, you know, prosthetics, you name it. You know, there's a whole industry out there.
Yeah.
And to realize, you know, that there are other options in that field, you know. So all of the above, really. But it is that thing that's always blown me away in Ireland, is that rich culture of, as Susan said, storytelling and the arts.
And do you think we're getting better at bringing it out? Like, we talked about, like, you went to the same, when we were in the same, it wasn't really a major focus of the curriculum, music, arts, that side. It was, very much on the reading, writing, English, maths, you know, get your points for Leaving Cert, and anything else was pushed off to the side. But now, even now, there's much more focus in a lot of our second level schools on that side. Like you said, if you're not into the sports or the one or two things that are there, there's that whole other side that you can express yourself and develop as a person with.
I think, you know, definitely, you know, going, you know, in and out of the schools now, we're working closely with all the three sort of secondary schools here in Killarney, and just to see how, you know, it's evolved, you know, how the students speak to the teachers, that openness of sort of dialogue. It's really impressive. And, you know, hopefully that is the case, that, you know, that people realize that there are sort of other options out there. I don't know with AI how many there are options there will be, but, you know, I just think it just for that feeling, like going there last night in the school and then just seeing, it's so inspiring to see, you know, people putting in sort of the work and putting themselves out there, you know, getting up in front of people. It's scary.
It's a skill. It's a very big, scary thing to challenge, to get over. And some people have it in them. Some people need to be encouraged. Like you said, the shy person, they can just all of a sudden bang. And there's another person then who would be, you know, they could be amazing at something else, really confident. they would die at the thought.
And you know what the thing is, it doesn't matter. You know, the whole ethos of the school, it's not like you missed your mark. What, you know, it's none of that. It's like, go out there, fail, you know, experiment, try things out. It's, you know, it really is what you put into it, whatever you want to get out. And one of the members last night said to me, you know, it's been a great help for so many things, like Susan was saying, public speaking.
Yeah.
Having the confidence, you know, how you stand, being aware of your body and projecting and all of that. It's a very powerful tool.
Mm. Susan, tell me about where it goes from here, what your hopes are for your role as creative director.
Yeah, I think we want to fill the school with all sorts of artistic opportunities and different people from all over Kerry. So we want to be bringing as many types of classes and master classes to our community of students as possible. So we have a playwriting class going on right now that has been really popular with a fantastic playwright, Fiona Doyle. And there seems to be a real desire for more of that. And with that, we're going to be doing these kind of a little 10-minute play festival. So hopefully we'll be doing more playwriting and screenwriting. There's been a lot of interest in a directing course. You know, I think we have a lot of people around Kerry who have drama groups and who want to be putting on plays, but maybe they don't feel like, oh, I wouldn't know how to direct a play myself. So I think we'll be putting together, certainly, if not a whole course, you know, a workshop for that in the new year. Movement, dance, and then, you know, there are so many professional artists who live in Killarney, in Kerry, who've approached us and say, you know, we want to share our skills. People who work in the art departments or the costume departments, work in, you know, in film and TV in Dublin and London, but maybe they live here and they want to give back. So I think one of the things I'd really like to do is start connecting those professional skills into the school so that our students can really, like Michael was saying, really learn all of the different options
that are there.
But really, we want to see people in the building. We want it to be alive and full of music and
Brilliant. Well, it's westendhouse.ie. All the courses are, the curriculum, the contact, everyone can get involved in how you book. Michael, you mentioned AI there. Should they all just go off and, you know, study computer graphics? Is that the way things are going? Or how is the industry? Now, I know you're saying, look, some people may come and may go to a higher level. They may make a career in whatever element of it is, you know, maybe not in front of the camera, but behind the camera as well. But, you know, from when you started, like you said, you did Reservoir Dogs and Revels, and it set you on a road, and you went to London. You came up at a different time, obviously. Now there seems to be a huge demand for more and more content. The quality may not be the same, but is it easier or harder, or how is it to make your way in a career in drama, do you think?
Well,
for all levels, not at the top A-list, but every sort of level.
I mean, a lot of things have changed, you know, as you say, since I started. You know, one of the things being social media. You know, I don't have an Instagram account, but a lot of actors will get hired now according to the followings that they might have on a social media platform.
2 million followers, they're bankable, let's get them in the movie.
Yeah, you know, everything is sort of more sort of run through algorithms now. So, you know, and just the idea of going to the cinema. And I would be guilty of this too. You know, the idea, you've got to get a babysitter in, it's a commitment, you know, and our lives are very much sort of, you know, everything is jammed into the day, you know, so it's finding the time, and then it's finding the sort of thing that you want to go out and see. Plus the home entertainment systems are so good. So you have a lot of, you know, opportunity within the streaming platforms. There is a lot of content, so there's a lot of work. I mean, I think one of the great things about the streaming platforms is documentaries now actually have a platform for people to watch them. Before, documentaries would go to film festivals, you know,
and
wouldn't really get seen.
Yeah.
A few of them would break through, you know, like We Were Kings, you know, and stuff like that. But now it's open to the public in a very accessible way. You know, things are changing. AI is a big thing. We'll see. You know, I can't see how it's not going to come in and be a huge influence in the way that the films are going to be made, television is going to be made. I can't see how it's a waterfall, you know, so there's no way of really, you've got to figure out how to integrate.
Are there some studio executives out there who, if they got their way, those actors, they're just trouble.
Well, it's money. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. It's a hell of a lot cheaper. Yeah. You won't need studio spaces anymore, for one.
That's so,
it may be starting with background artists. You could just sort of add that, and, you know, and then the line gets crossed. For me, I guess the sad thing about it is, you know, there will be an argument, well, this is another, you know, art form, you know. But for me, what I love, you know, is about coming together with a bunch of people. A lot of them you don't know. You might have worked with them before, and you've got to make something together. You've got to get creative, and you've got to...
It's the social interaction side of it.
That's what I love.
Meeting other people,
yes.
Like you talked about at the start.
Problem solving.
It's an amateur play or whatever it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
An excuse to get out, meet people and make something.
Yes, you know, yeah. Absolutely right. And using that, you know, that part of your brain to sort of stimulate, to, you know, get the sort of creative juices flowing and working together with people, the social aspect, as you say. And you saw that last night down at the school.
Yeah.
You know, that camaraderie in the group. You know, we split the group up into two halves. So last night, the first group were doing, you know, their exercise in front of camera, but the other groups, they're watching, you know, supporting, and it'll be the same tonight. You know, the group that were on last night will be there supporting the group tonight. And it is that sort of interaction that we need as human beings, I think, you know, that is very nourishing for us.
Yeah, yeah.
I might also just say there was an actor in the class last night, a beautiful actor, and she said she's in her 50s, and she said, I always wanted to be an actor, and I never felt like there was a place for me to go and do it or learn. If I had known this had been an option for me in my life, I would have done it without a question.
Yeah.
And here she is kind of...
She was amazing, too.
She was amazing. Yeah, she's a beautiful actor. And and who knows where her story will go from here, but I think it's so exciting that this is a place, that there is a place now where young people and people at any age can go in and start trying this thing that maybe they wanted to do forever.
Mm. Yeah, very good. Well, listen, look, I saw you tonight. There's another event on there tonight, but anyone wants to know information, it's the website to go to. Yeah. Check out westendhouse.ie.
Yep.
That's the way to go.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
it. Susan, Michael, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much,
Jerry,
for coming
thanks.
In and talking to us about it.
Thank you so much.
All right, great stuff. If you have a view, get in touch. 0667123666. That outlet that needs to be there, that opportunity for people to take that step and do drama, do the creative arts side of things. We want to hear from you on the program. A listener says, my daughter goes to West End House, absolutely loves it. Charles is so good with them. Her name is Esther Tider, and she absolutely loves it as well. If you have a view on that, as I said, your thoughts, we love to hear from you. And we actually talked to Esther actually this summer. She won an award for a story she wrote about the Holocaust. That's right. That's more creative outlets through schools and things like that.